Greetings, I'm Paige Estrotori, and here's your daily financial services news wrap for Thursday, August 29, 2024, brought to you by Financial Services Online. Let's dive into our first story for today. Consequences have caught up with seasoned scam artist Joel Matibe, who has been handed a 20-month prison sentence. Matibe had been lodging multiple fraudulent home insurance claims with UK's RSA Insurance. Over 3 years, from March 2019 to February 2022, this trickster used different aliases to secure 6 home insurance policies and lodge 9 claims amounting to nearly £12,000, equivalent to around $23,000. This isn't an isolated case, as Matibe was previously sentenced in 2017 for similar offenses. The hope from RSA Insurance is that this stern sentence would act as a deterrent for potential fraudsters. Moving on to automotive industry news. Collision repair businesses have been offered some guidance when it comes to using non-genuine car parts. The Motor Trades Association, along with the Motor Body Repairers Association, has released detailed guidelines in tandem with HWL Ebsworth Lawyers. While acknowledging cost-saving benefits of non-genuine parts, the guidelines urge caution. Factors such as compliance with policy terms, quality standards, and customer consent are emphasized. The unveiling of this resource allows repairers to make informed decisions and sets a higher bar for industry standards and customer safety. In other news, the Council of Australian Life Insurers, or CALI, is blazing trails with their initiative to empower women in financial risk advisory roles. The Recalibrate program will offer 5 grants valued at $2,000 each for mid-career women advisors to attend the Financial Advice Association Congress in November in Brisbane. But CALI is taking things a step further. Recipients will also be mentored by industry leaders, combining financial support with invaluable advice. This initiative aims to tackle gender disparities and foster inclusivity within the financial sector. Lastly, the Commonwealth Superannuation Corporation, or CSC, is set to enhance its advisory framework in the new fiscal year. After rolling out its retirement income strategy, CSC is now looking to expand its external advisory relations. Utilizing both human and digital touchpoints, CSC is adopting a customer-centric approach to help members make informed decisions about their superannuation plans. That's it for today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap. For more on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. On behalf of Financial Services Online, I'm Paige Estrotori, saying take care and make informed financial decisions.